So what about Kim Jong-un, the current dictator in North Korea? Many people thought because he was young, because he went to school in Switzerland, because he likes Disney, because he has a pretty wife, that there would be a change. And yet, he has gotten rid of a lot of the old guard, including his own uncle, who he had executed.
When Kim Jong-il died and Kim Jong-un succeeded him, people saw the transfer of power from father to son. What they did not see also was what happened to the apparatus of the totalitarian system that supported the rule of Kim Jong-il. It's called the Organization and Guidance Department, the OGD. This is the organ that Kim Jong-il rose through up 30 years with his friends in the university. Kim Jong-il had the OGD as his old boys network. Kim Jong-un may have friends in his Swiss school, but he has no one inside North Korea. He did not build up his power to get where he was. He received it symbolically. After the execution of Jang Song-taek, he has become an orphan, not just in terms of family connections, but in terms of politics. He's a political orphan. He has to rely on his father's advisors. The OGD has remained. Then and now, the same men are in power. The same men have kept their positions. The men the world has not seen.